From Devon Funds Management, Greg Smith, good Monday morning.
Morning to you, Mike.
Job numbers weren't too flash stateside.
That's right, yeah, they disappointed in February. So non-farm payrolls are up 151,000, so that was following a downwardly revised 125,000 increase in January, but below expectations for 170,000. Healthcare, that led the way in job creation as usual. Retail actually saw a decline, but the biggest drag, perhaps not surprisingly, is the federal government, 10,000 jobs lost. Now, the interesting point is this is actually before the wave of Elon Musk's Doge-related laughs have come through, so that'll be in the next report. But we did get a bit of a sight. There was a separate report last week which showed laughs under his initiative have climbed above 60,000. Overall laughs in the US, 172,000 in February, and that's up a not-so-small 245% from January. It's the highest since July 2020. It's actually not just the government that's cutting back, Mike. Retail, that saw 39,000 cuts last month as well. So look, the US jobs market's not falling off a cliff just yet, but there's plenty of data to suggest it's weakening. You've got the unemployment rate, that ticked up to 4.1%. Average annual hourly earnings, they were softer than forecast. And the other interesting one was labour force participation rate. That's at the lowest since January 2023. So you've got a lot of Americans getting discouraged out there. Those holding part-time positions for economic reasons, that jumped half percentage point to 8%. Now that's the highest since October 2021. And meanwhile, we're getting plenty of mixed reports on the economy. The Fed had their beige book last week that talks about economic conditions and businesses. You mentioned tariffs and the moving feast there. They're becoming increasingly concerned about that, no surprise. So the economic summary mentioned tariffs 45 times. So Trump's certainly rolling the dice on the economy, Mike.
Okay, and Costco, they're part of the trade down story or the buy down story?
Yeah, that's right. So yeah, them along with Walmart have benefited from consumers trading down. So they're actually doing pretty well themselves, but they did send out some warnings that their earnings actually fell short of estimates, and they did warn that shoppers could become increasingly more selective as they navigate higher prices, but also tariffs. That revenues are up 9% to $63.7 billion. US is quite strong. E-commerce sales are up 21%, and the first 4 weeks of the quarter have started up well. But they said that shoppers are showing the willingness to spend, but being incredibly choiceful when it comes to doing so. But yeah, they're pressing here. They're opening 28 new stores. We're getting a second one in New Zealand as well. And they're also benefiting from their so-called treasure hunt structure. So as anyone who's been out to Westgate and Auckland will know, they keep moving location. Their products keeps customers guessing. I suppose maybe a bit like Trump, there's method to the madness. But yeah, they are very aware of the tariffs impact. They get a lot of produce from offshore. In fact, around about a third of the US sales relies on products from elsewhere, including China, Mexico, and Canada. They said they might have to respond, depending on where this all goes. But it'd be interesting to see. I suppose the Chinese are not necessarily going to cut their prices. In fact, Walmart has also already asked that question. They've had a lukewarm response, not surprisingly. But Costco shares, they were down 6% on Friday, but still up around about 35% over the past 12 months.
Okay, 0.2 good or not?
So this is a Eurozone economy. I mean, a bit of a mixed bag, really. Slightly better than the initial reading, so 0.2% for the final quarter of the year. That slowed from 0.4% in the third quarter, but it did mean that the Eurozone's expanded every quarter in 2024, overall up about 0.9% for the year, so that was more than double 2023, so that's good. But we have got some countries slowing down, including Germany and Finland. Ireland still doing pretty well, but just shows that growth is still pretty tepid, and that's why the ECB cut rates last week. I mean, the auto sector, that's had a bit of a reprieve, but we don't know what else is in store for Europe tariff-wise. I suppose there are some positives. You look at Germany, the new government there, they've agreed to increase defence spending, as has the rest of Europe. So that's all a bit of a shot in the arm, potentially, for the economy. They've also got this $500 billion special infrastructure fund they've announced as well. But, a bit of a double-edged sword when you think of higher defence spending and also tariffs, potentially going to drive inflation higher. So, but a bit to balance there, Mike.
Give me some numbers.
Yes, so the Dow was in the green on Friday. That's up 0.5%, 42,801. S&P 500 also up 0.5%. NASDAQ up 0.7%, 18,196. FTSE was flat in the UK, 8,679. Nikkei down 2.2%, 36,887. ASX 200 across the Tasman down 1.8%, 7,948. NZX 50, we were down 0.2%, 12,399. Gold was down $3, 2,909 an ounce. Oil up 68 cents, 67.04. In the currency markets, the Kiwi was weak against the US dollar, 57.1, flat against the Australian dollar, 90.6. We were lower against the British pound, 44.2. Japanese yen, 84.5. We were lower there as well. This week, plenty going on, Mike. We've got more data on the jobs market or job openings there in the US. We've got inflation figures. We've got consumer sentiment in the US. We've got the Bank of Canada they're meeting as well. Mm. We've got Aussie Consumer and Business Conference. And locally, manufacturing, print, retail, card spending, and another site on the retail sector. Four-year results from Briscoes.
It's all go. Go well, mate. See you soon. Greg Smith, Devon Funds Management.